at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention Trade Talk Session. I'm visiting with Ann Hess with Alltech. And Ann, something that I don't want to say is kind of new to talk about with Alltech is what you guys are doing in the area of, the crop sciences and products. We want to talk about analysis, though, here. What is it that Alltech is doing, can do, that to offer to farmers and growers of row crops today?
Well, a few years ago, we started the Alltech 37 Plus Mycotoxin Analysis Program, and it analyzes for up to 38 toxins in feed samples. And, you know, it's surprising each year what we find. It's often more than meets the eye. For instance, this year, experts are estimating a record-plus year for yields, but an abundant harvest doesn't always mean a problem-free crop for livestock. What we're finding is we had an early indication of fusarium in wheat crop east of the Mississippi into the Dakotas and Canada, you know, looking at 1,000 to 15,000 parts per billion of DON, and feed samples turned into our 37-plus lab. Now that harvest has started, our analytical services laboratory in Kentucky has tested for up to 50 feed samples, and we're finding an average of 6.3 toxins per sample.
Now, is this some independent testing you do, or is this producers that bring samples to you to have it tested?
This is part of our Alltech Mycotoxin Management Program, and producers can send in samples, and we basically do a risk equivalent quantity for them, determining how many toxins are present, how they react together, symptoms you should look for in your livestock, as well as a customized mycotoxin management program for that farm, nutritional solutions to keep immunity up as well.
So with the sort of data that you gather from this sampling, do you put that in a form that farmers can kind of like check and see what you're finding in like a report form or something?
Yeah, we do a customized report for each farm of what they're seeing. Like I said, right now it's preliminary data. What we're seeing is type B trichothecinus and fusaric acid are the predominant toxins, and they work synergistically together to have a negative impact on dry matter intake, milk production, immune response, gut health, and liver function. Also seeing higher levels of zearalenone, which can have a negative impact on reproductive function. But, yeah, obviously we would do a customized report for each individual farm.
Besides supplying them with the results of the testing, do you also include any kinds of ideas, recommendations for how they might solve some of the challenges that presents?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as we're finishing up harvest here, we need to look at crop conditions at harvest, proper drying, storage environment. Those are all come into play of risk levels will increase as we put away the product for 2015 feeding. And so after a report comes through on a silage sample, we'll send our Alltech representatives from the mycotoxin management team to go out and do a customized look at some of the areas that mycotoxins might be coming into the feed, even through storage.
What are some of the solutions you would suggest to a producer who maybe has found, let's just say, some disturbing results from his sample, and now he's going, what the heck do I do about this? I mean, what are some of the types of solutions you can offer?
Well, I mean, obviously looking at storage, are there holes in the pit? Is there areas where moisture's coming in? Those type of day-to-day management activities to keep in mind, but also nutritional solutions. You know, if you're in a challenge with scours or PEDV, it's important to keep up gut health and immunity, and so it's just important to keep that up overall. So if mycotoxins are in play, your animals are at a better level to handle some of those conditions.
Well, wonderful, and it is great to see Alltech here at this NAFB Trade Talk. And thanks to Alltech for being one of our sponsors during the year to help make what we do possible. So we really appreciate the support we've had from Alltech, and look forward to continuing to work with the company here in the new year coming up. Here from Kansas City, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.